Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Jabez Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Amen. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. And let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians, the second chapter, and the first, the fifth verse. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come right now, Lord, boldly to the throne of grace, looking to you, the author and finisher of our faith. Father, we ask that you will be with us on today, that you will help us hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Let the word fall on good ground. Let us decrease and let you increase in us, Father, and allow us to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Father, let us lay hold on eternal life and all that you have for us in the life to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us set our hopes and our affections on things eternal, and let this mind that which is in Christ Jesus be in us, In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask and we pray. Amen. Praise God. The mind of Christ, having the mind of Christ. Today is a good day. It's the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice in it and be exceedingly glad. And I'm even extra glad because I have a friend with me joining me all the way from Georgia. And her name is LuShawn Faulkner. I met her in 2018 at the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World Convention at a John P. Key concert. And she has been the same ever since I met her. She has not changed. Every time I talk to her, she has the same spirit. And she doesn't waver from that. And it's a sweet spirit and it's a humble spirit. And she is a true servant of the Most High God. And I do want to welcome her today and allow her to tune in. And I thank her for tuning in. And I'm going to open up the microphone and welcome her to LuShawn Faulkner to JBS Radio 1. Welcome, my
praise
dear.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. How you doing, LuShawn?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on your platform today. I'm honored to be here with you and your listeners on today.
And thank you for being here. And I thank and praise God for my mother, Ernestine Head. She's tuning in all the way from Richmond Heights, Ohio, and even my Aunt Jean from Cleveland, Ohio, and all those in the radio land. We thank you for listening because we have a topic that we want to address today. I was led by the Spirit when I talked with LuShawn last week about I won't complain. LuShawn is married. She's been married for 10 years, so she knows about marriage. In July, I think it's 10 years. She has three children, Andrew, Andre, and Alora, two sons and a daughter. So she's been through some things. You have been through some trials and some situations. But I recall, LuShawn, my mother years ago would tell me I had a complaining spirit. And she had told me one day I called, she said, Maria, she let me know everybody has problems. And she was trying to let me know to not complain. And it reminds me in Numbers, the 11th chapter in Numbers, where the Lord, he destroyed those Israelites. He was going to destroy them with fire because of their murmuring and their complaining. And I want to just read a little bit of that, Numbers 11. It reads, and when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled. And the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. But it says here in the second verse of Numbers 11, and the people cried unto Moses, and when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire quenched. So Jesus is not pleased with murmuring, and he's not pleased with complaining. And I know when I spoke with you earlier, you were not in a good, you just had come from a funeral today. And I mentioned to you that Elder Triplett went to a funeral today. And, we can't stop death. And we can't stop the things that occur in our life, because Jesus says, in this life, ye shall have trouble. You're going to have trials. But one thing about it is he doesn't want us to complain. He said, in all things, give thanks. Amen, LuShawn?
Amen, amen. Give thanks. And he also tells us in Ephesians 4:9 to edify. We want to edify one another, not with corrupt communication or with that type of complaining and that type of murmuring spirit, but he wants to edify. We need to edify each other, building each other up, amen, that the grace of God will help others by our communication, not using language as a means of communication to be bitter or to have anxiety or to be overwhelmed. God doesn't want his people to be overwhelmed. He told us the joy of the Lord is our strength. So when we have that God's joy within us, we can go through the trials and tribulations of this life. We can go through the routines of life with a better disposition, with a holy and happy disposition, because we know our source is in Jesus. Our anchor is in God. Amen?
Ooh, hallelujah. I told somebody last week, if the world ends tomorrow, I still have joy. Because this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Hallelujah. And the world can't take
Thank
it away.
Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
So
glory
come what
God.
May, whatever be tied, you know, Jesus is still sitting high and he's still looking low. Whether you have don't have any money, whether you don't have any honey, whether you don't, your spouse is acting up, your children are acting up, whatever may come, you lost a loved one. I know you are a teacher, and this is one of
mm-hmm.
your students that you just lost. Amen?
Yes, yes. Unfortunate situation where the young man had some serious issues with his body, and thank the Lord he died in his sleep. So I'm comforted to know that he didn't go through. It was a sudden death, and it wasn't something that had prolonged. So I'm grateful the Lord took him in the manner that he did.
Mm-hmm. And you know, we pray for, you know, people, because we all are going to leave this life, you know, and this life. But we know that we're just passing by. But that's something that's a hard pill to swallow. You teaching every day to this child, and then now suddenly they're gone. And it's something
yes.
that we have to accept. And that's why I mentioned to you earlier, because we have to pray, and I know my mother would always tell me, we have to ask God to help us accept those things that we cannot change. Because
Amen.
There are going to be some trials in this life, and I'm sure, you know, even being married, you know that there's some trying times in your marriage. And the kids, you know, they try you. And you just say, Lord, you just still have, you know, you have to just turn around and just think and say, Lord, I thank you. Because if it had not been for the Lord, we wouldn't be here today.
That's
it could have been us.
Amen.
But God kept us. And so we are here. And we should be thankful. He tells us even, and he said, not only in all things give thanks, because this is the will of and of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So he said if we delight ourselves in him, he would give us the desires of our heart. So if we complain, what's the good? Where is that going? It's nowhere. It's not going to, it displeases him, because you as a parent, do you want your children complaining?
Oh,
I'm
no.
sure you don't.
No, no.
No. Right. So you don't want that those that complaining, because they're not grateful. They may say, well, you may say, they say, Mom, I want McDonald's, but you have pinto beans at home and cornbread. And so you want them to be thankful and grateful that they have food to
yes.
eat. It may not be the McDonald's or what they want, but to be thankful. And this is why Jesus, our Father, which is our Heavenly Father, is telling us in all things give thanks. And we can't understand a lot of things that happen. Things, we lose things in life, and we have to go through. But Jesus says, they that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Amen?
Amen. Amen. I just thank the Lord
mm-hmm.
for the peace that he gives us. As you were opening up with the scripture about murmuring, complaining, we don't have to murmur and complain, because God gives us peace. And if we hold on to his peace, it will keep our hearts and it'll keep our minds. And so therefore we won't have that spirit of constantly fussing and complaining about this is not going this way, this is not going. God said all things work together for the good of them that love him and are called according to his purpose. So no matter what we're facing on today, he's going to order our steps where it'll be for our good that we have gone through that thing, whether it is to be a testimony to somebody else, whether it is to be an encouragement. Amen. He uses life as a way of teaching others and bringing people into the fold to know him closer so that they can have a relationship. Not only that, a close relationship that they will not, hallelujah, fall to the wayside, but they will be strong in the Lord and the power of his might.
Mm-hmm. And see, Ephesians, Philippians, this is coming out of Philippians, the second chapter, about this murmuring that I'm talking about. But I'm going to read out of the 14th verse, well, the 13th, beginning with the 13th verse. It reads, for it is God which worketh in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do
yes.
all things without murmuring and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as light in the world. So how are we
going to win in the body's part? Mm-hmm.
How are we going to win anybody to Christ if we murmuring and complaining?
It's not going to happen.
You can't win anybody. Exactly.
No.
You can't win people because he said, let our light so shine. And that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to be grateful and thankful, because if people can see that you can endure hardness as a good soldier, they're going to want to know, I want to serve your God. That's the kind of God I want to serve.
Yes, so, and that's what
we
want. We're trying to. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, and that's what he wants. He wants to use us to bring others into the fold, meaning to witness to others so that they might know the Savior as we know the Savior. Amen. And even when they, when we get in, even when we fall short, and we do, because we do fall short as far as complaining and going through life through the struggles of family matters or issues on the job, God gave us the word. His word is what keeps us and allows us to get back on the straight and narrow. It brings, it takes, you might get off course, but it brings you back to know that you don't have to, we have a Father. We have a Father that we can go to, and in His word, he tells us, in order to have peace of mind, all you have to do is go to his word. Even in Philippians, further down, if you go to the fourth chapter, he tells us, he gives us something to hold on to. He says in the verse 80 of the fourth chapter, he tells us, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, honest, that whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good for, he said, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So when your mind is consumed with the frustrations of the world and you complaining in your mind, thoughts, and speaking it out, you don't have to do that. Think on something else. He's telling us to think on some things that's going to give you a better thought pattern, a better conversational piece. You don't have to dwell on what's going on. Dwell on the goodness of Jesus. Dwell on what God has done for you. Think about what he's brought you through. Amen. Because when you start to, when you think about God and when you think about what he's done for you and when you look to the scriptures, then you begin to forget about those things that's troubling you and stressing you out or causing you to complain. You begin to think on God, and that's where that joy comes from. Hallelujah. He said there's fullness of joy in God. Amen. There's pleasures evermore. So when we just use the word as our source, because he is the source of our strength, when we have that word in us, it'll turn you around. You can't stay there. You can't wallow in that. You can't wallow in frustration. You can't wallow in the complaints of what's going on around you. Your mind has to become elevated. It gets elevated because the Lord doesn't allow you to stay there too long, because sooner or later, if you know who Jesus is, you know I got to get back connected so that I can get better in my mind frame, get better in my mouth is not talking right. Let me get my mouth correct. Amen.
Amen. And he says in Philippians 2:16, holding forth the word of life. See, it's the word
That's
of
it.
God.
The word.
That's the word. The word is what's going to sustain us. It's what's going to keep us. So he says,
That's
holding
the
forth
thing.
The word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ. It says that I may rejoice
Hallelujah.
In the day of Christ. You thinking on what you just said on those things that are lovely, pure, and just, and of a good report, that you might rejoice in the day of Christ.
Yes.
That, it says, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Hallelujah. Glory
yes.
to God. See, because we got a work to do, and while we're on this earth. But we don't want our work, our good, to be evil spoken of. Amen?
That's
we
it.
Don't want to
Amen.
Be found, yeah. And, you know, complainers and murmurers, and find out that Jesus, and when this life is over, he says, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I knew you
not. Iniquity. Mm.
Because we are laboring in vain. We have to set our hope and our affections on things eternal and lay hold to eternal life. Because in this life, like I said, life is going to end. We're going to have to deal with the hereafter. Now, we have to prepare for life after death. Where will we spend eternity? But complaining is not something that God wants us to be to entertain. He wants us to entertain him. He wants us to have the mind of Christ, and he wants us to run this race with what? Patience. Amen.
Yes.
And we may obtain the prize. Amen.
Yes.
Because if we don't lay hold on eternal life, we lose focus of why we're here. We lose focus of the hereafter. We lose focus and we lose the prize because we want to obtain that incorruptible crown. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Not a corruptible crown that fades away, but an incorruptible crown. And see, he says, you know, glory God, I can hear that song in my spirit. I shall wear a crown. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Yeah, I shall wear a crown. Amen. Jesus wants us to crown us but with glory. But he wants us to know that he says that he suffered. And a lot of times we do suffer. But guess what? We talked about this last Saturday. He said that's a fruit of the Spirit. Long suffering. It's a fruit of the Spirit. And, I don't like it. And I know you don't either. Nobody wants to suffer, but it's a fruit.
That's it.
It's a fruit. It's a fruit
of the Spirit.
And so that's something Jesus, see, this is why tomorrow we go and everybody wear their, they're going to wear these Easter dresses and Easter suits. But guess what? And they're talking about the eggs and the kids. But look here, we're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ after he was crucified. Hallelujah.
Crucified.
For you and
glory
for our
to God.
Freedom.
Thank
so
you,
why
Jesus.
Should we complain? We have nothing to complain about because
Jesus Christ
he paid it all when he died on Calvary.
Did.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
He paid the price when he went on a hill called Golgotha. He was nailed in his pierced in his side, and he wore a crown of thorns for you and for I. They spat in his face, and they nailed his feet to the cross. Jesus, and he looked up until the Father in heaven, and he said, it is finished. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we got to finish the work, hallelujah, and the job has called. And he tells us to lay aside the weight and the sin that so easily besets us and run this race with patience. Hallelujah. So this suffering that we suffer is not in comparison to the price that Jesus Christ already paid. Through the suffering that he endured, and he despised and ashamed for you. And for us, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Now that suffering, that's a real, that's suffering. And the things that we go through, so you remember, listeners, you remember, Radio Land, that when Jesus went to Calvary, when you're going through with you, these little things we going through, you wasn't there. Hey, you wasn't there when Jesus went to Calvary. You wasn't there. You didn't have to endure the cross and endure the shame. They stripped him of his robe, and they made mockery of him. So what you go through is not in comparison to what God has already, Jesus has paid for you and for us. So don't complain. Don't complain. Don't murmur. Think of those things, as LaShawn said, think on what the Bible said, these things. Set your mind and your affections on things eternal. When those things come your way, you rebuke the devil and you tell Satan to get thee behind me in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And let
glory
his mind be in you. That's in
I was
Christ
also
Jesus.
In Christ Jesus. Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Sing a little bit of that. Sing a little bit of that, I won't complain.
Yes, ma'am.
I've had some good days, and I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days, and oh, some sleepless nights. But when I look around and think things over,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
All my good days,
hallelujah.
I weigh my bad days, I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low, my God, and I can hardly see the road. I ask the Lord, why so much pain? But this is what he tells me. He knows what's best for me. Hallelujah. More than my weary eyes could ever see. That's why I have to sing to him, thank you, Lord, when I go through all these temptations and trials. Thank you, Lord, no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. Thank you, Lord, I won't complain, for he's been so good to me, more than my weary eyes could ever see. That's why I can sing this song. I know that God's been good to me. Hallelujah. He's been so good to me, more than this world could ever be. God's been good to me. He's dried my tears away. He's turned all my midnights into days.
Yes.
So I just say, thank you, Lord. When it's going not my way, I can still say, thank you, Lord. He's going to work it out for me anyway. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't complain. When I think back over my life, how he's brought me through today, how he's taken me through the year. God has been good. He's taken us through COVID. He's taken us through losing loved ones. We're still here by the grace of God. It's none of my doing, but the doing of God's grace and his mercy. He's not done with us. He's still using us to help somebody else. Hallelujah. We are instruments. We are change makers. This podcast is a change maker for those listeners who do not know God, who know God and who may have veered away from God, and those who are just wanting fellowship to make sure that they have somebody that they can connect with. This is what God does. He uses us for such a time as this. Hallelujah. That's why we're grateful today. I'm grateful to be here with you. I thank God for the relationship that God allowed us to form, and we're still here, still friends, praise the Lord. And I'm just grateful to God. I can't complain when I think about what he's done. Hallelujah. I get excited.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, I get excited when I think the joy of the Lord is my strength. Do you hear me?
Yes.
I hear you laughing at me, but I'm just grateful. Hallelujah. I can keep on singing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah. I say thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord, from the depths of my heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory,
I won't complain. Hallelujah. Come on, radio
Hallelujah.
Man, give God a praise. He's worthy. He died that we might live.
Hallelujah.
He rose on that third day.
Hallelujah.
Tomorrow is Resurrection Sunday. We're going to praise him.
Hallelujah.
Because he's worthy every day of the week. Hallelujah. Every day of the week. Hallelujah. He's resurrecting in my spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy
Glory
Spirit.
Glory to
Thank
God.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
My Lord.
And I remember how we just had such an awesome time, and and everyone, if you know that, that if you just was blessed by that, just we sat together at the John P. Key concert, and we were with our husbands, and we said, no, we're going to sit together, but we're going to praise God. And we praise God.
Yes, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We enjoyed it.
We told him, you go, your husband, Andre, he was he's a minister, and he's working. He was doing some work, and Reggie was sitting. Elder Triplett was, he was tired. I said, look, don't worry. I'm going to go, and I'm going to sit with LuShawn, and we're going to praise God. Hallelujah. Because
yes.
It's all about the love of Jesus Christ. And I just
yes.
thank you for being
amen.
Here because I know if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? And we just
amen.
Are so, we are sometimes how soon we forget what God
yes.
has already done. So we have to be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And like he said, in all things, give thanks.
Give
so thank
thanks.
You because we're
right.
out of time, LuShawn. Thank you so much for joining and tuning and being a blessing to us today. Thank you again to my mother. And to my Aunt Jean for tuning in. I know you was blessed. I'm not going to have to ask you. I know you was blessed because I was blessed. So we encourage
too.
Everyone, celebrate every day the resurrection of Jesus Christ, not just tomorrow, but enjoy the resurrection of that Jesus, how he died for you and for I, and that he rose again so that we might live. And with him and spend everlasting life and with him in eternity. So be grateful, continue to pray for one another, and thank you for tuning in to Jabez Radio 1. We love you, and remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you.